All right, so here is, I think, my fourth installment podcast for the 2020 season, and this team preview will be for Oklahoma football. Now, like most games, you usually have one of these games to start out the year, and the first game of the season for Oklahoma football will be against Missouri State. Now, this game is at home. It's a good test for them to play a lot of different players on offense and defense, second and third team even, some freshmen that, you know, don't want to burn their red shirt but want to get some playing time. This is a great way for them to do that, and an easy win to start out the season. Number two, we have the Tennessee game. This one, I think, is going to be one of the better non-conference games, especially as the non-conference schedule has gotten worse and worse in college football. This is something that I think needs to change, but this is going to be a good game. You know, this is a game that I think Oklahoma will win, and potentially handily, especially being at home. It's not a neutral site. This is a home game against Tennessee, and I feel pretty confident that they would win that game, and without a doubt, you know, really make their mark from here to start the season. This is going to be a big test for Tennessee, and if they were able to come close to winning or pull off an upset, then that would really put them in a great position for the SEC, but just don't see that happening at this point. Don't think that they're there yet, but we'll see how that transpires moving forward, but definitely see Oklahoma being 2-0 at this point. Moving on, they have a bye week. Then they play at Army. Now, this is a weird game. This is a game that, you know, when you play a team like Army, it's not a team that you're normally used to playing for. And it's a team that is very tough, very competitive, and a different style offense than you're most likely going to play in a, you know, the Big 12 environment. So definitely a huge game changer here in terms of what type of team you're going to play. But I do see Oklahoma winning this one. I think it would be a pretty large spread. And that would set up nicely for them going, being 4-0 at this point, and playing Baylor. Now, this is a team, Baylor, last year that Oklahoma really went head-to-head with, and their matchups, very competitive. One of the best games, I think, of the entire season. Going into last year with a credible comeback and back and forth, and Oklahoma eventually, you know, winning in the end. But this game is in Norman, and that will tremendously help Oklahoma here, which I think Baylor, even though they have a new coach, I think, you know, the LSU's defensive coordinator coming on board and taking over that role at Baylor, it's going to be tough for a first-year head coach to come in and implement his system, but I think Baylor will be very competitive next year. They still have a pretty good team coming back, but being that this game is in Norman, I feel much better about them pulling off that win and being 5-0 going into the Cotton Bowl Stadium in Dallas to play Texas. Now, this game is always one of the best games of the entire season. It's a game that really changes the whole span of how the Big 12 always usually shakes up. The winner of this game usually goes on to being in the game, in the Big 12 championship, or, you know, potentially going to the college football playoff. The big thing about this game that I think is different from Oklahoma's standpoint to Texas's is I feel like Oklahoma's a much better chance of being undefeated at this point than Texas does. Texas is one of those things that they have to go to LSU in a non-conference game, and that's going to be a very tough test for them. I think it's more winnable this year, even though it's at LSU, just because of the team that LSU has to return a lot of. They have to get, you know, that a lot of players are not returning for them, like Joe Burrow, obviously. And so they'll have to kind of come back to being the LSU of last year, being a national champion. So if Texas is able to win that game on the road, this game's going to be incredible. I mean, it already will be, but just in terms of having a lot of impact overall to the college football playoff. This could be two teams potentially undefeated, one of the biggest rivalries you could argue in college football. And hopefully you're looking forward to that matchup more than any matchup on this schedule. Next, they play at Iowa State. Iowa State, I think, is going to be a surprisingly interesting team this year. This game's going to be a little bit difficult, you know, after that Texas game always is, because of the fact of how that Texas game happens, and that could either be a letdown game or, you know, not taking them as serious enough, because also Oklahoma's looking to next week, which I think will be one of the, you know, best games of the year. So they go at Iowa State on October 17th, and then they play Oklahoma State. Now, this game, I think, even though it is at home, is going to be one of the most interesting games of the entire season. I really like Oklahoma State's team next year. They bring a lot of people back that I think would be pretty effective. This is obviously an in-state rivalry type game. I definitely see Oklahoma State potentially being undefeated to this point. They have a pretty easy non-conference schedule, and then their in-conference schedule before this game is pretty winnable. So this could be a, if both teams are undefeated, obviously it could be a tremendous opportunity for Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. This game is at home, which is a huge bonus to Oklahoma. If it was at Oklahoma State, I think there'd be Sooner fans would be a little bit more worried, but being this is at home, probably feeling a lot better. But I think this could be an incredible game, especially with how easy Oklahoma State's schedule is at home. So moving forward, they then play at TCU and at West Virginia. Two games, which, you know, two games on the road on October 31st and November 7th. Definitely at this point of the season, you're going to have a pretty good idea where teams are falling and who's potentially going to make it to that college football playoff. Obviously, if Oklahoma wants to go back, they'll probably have to be undefeated at this point of the season, or have it only one loss max. So just to recap, after the Oklahoma State game, they play at TCU and at West Virginia, two on-the-road games, and they finally come back home against the two Kansas schools, so Kansas State on November 17th, and then Kansas on November 21st. So they go on the road for two games, and then they have the Kansas back-to-back at home, and then they finish up the season at Texas Tech. So this is going to be another one of those wild, crazy high-scoring type games. Really like Oklahoma's team next year. They obviously have gone kind of back-to-back-to-back with different quarterbacks, from Baker Mayfield to Kyler Murray to Jalen Hurts. Now I feel like with Spencer, they're really going to settle into a quarterback probably for a year or two and really have a pretty ideal solution of, you know, finally having a quarterback that Lincoln Riley can have in a system for a little while, feel really confident about, and really kind of make a name for himself in terms of having success with another quarterback, which I'm very confident that he will do. So going from one quarterback, I mean, this guy has just been excellent with how he's taken quarterbacks and that have not had great success in other places and make some successes overnight. This is a quarterback that, you know, he's recruited. He's really had the idea that's going to be great for him for a couple of years now. And I really see them having a ton of success moving forward into this year. So that's really the setup overall, I would say, for Oklahoma. Obviously, their toughest games would be probably Texas, Oklahoma State, and maybe throwing Baylor in there as well. But I like the schedule. You know, it's favorable. Not too many tough games on the road. I don't know what their toughest game on the road would be, but maybe you can't really consider the Texas game, you know, on the road because it's a neutral site. But there's, you know, some interesting games here. I really like the schedule and think that Oklahoma is set up to be a Big 12 champion potentially again if they perform well. So check out other podcasts that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to try to do as many teams as I possibly can before the season starts. And obviously, as we get more data and more information, I'll be able to have some more insight onto each one of these teams. But thank you for tuning in, and listen for new ones coming up.